Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A downtown Raleigh store owner charged overnight with murder. The arrest coming nearly 2 weeks after a deadly stabbing at his store.
And brand new this morning, we have a level one and two risk for severe storms for Saturday. So it is a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you the faster arrival of the storms.
And Carolina Hurricanes take a second win in the Stanley Cup playoffs, but at the cost of one of their star players. That is part of the story in playoff hockey. It is rough and tumble for certain. Costume player, cost me a couple hours of sleep last night. Overtime games. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, it's certainly a good game. You know, they won the game, but lost one of their players. So we'll have more on that coming up. But we have to talk about the weather because today's going to feel like summer out there. Mid-80s.
Definitely. Yeah, hottest day of the season. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center right now with that WRL Weather Alert Day that's been issued.
Right ahead of this system, the temperatures are going to be very warm, including Saturday. But the timeline of the storms looks a little quicker than what we've been seeing for most of the week, just by a little bit. Instead of it being a mid-afternoon into the evening event, it looks like the storms could start to pop up as early as around lunchtime for Saturday. So we are under a WRL weather alert day. Of course, we have the potential to see some damaging winds and possibly some hail. So it looks like a daytime event for us on Saturday. We could end up with some showers in the morning. That could help to stabilize the atmosphere a little bit ahead of the storms, which could mean that maybe they wouldn't be as severe as they might be otherwise. Ahead for today, of course, we have a very warm day, upper 80s. We have a code orange ozone alert. That means that you should limit time outdoors if you're in one of the sensitive groups. So that's children, elderly, or anyone that has respiratory issues. It's a pretty start this morning. Rocky Mount Mills looking lovely there. Rocky Mount with sunshine, 62 degrees around the Triangle area. And it's 60 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, 65 in Southern Pines, and 54 in Roxboro. So starting to see the temperatures creeping up a little bit. It's going to be a fast warm up today. We make it into the 80s by lunchtime and 89 the high this afternoon. The previous warmest day this year has been 87, so we'll bypass that a little bit. And of course, we still have low humidity, so it'll be hot, but it won't be terribly humid, Brian.
All right, it is 8:02 right now as we take a look at traffic. Have a couple of trouble spots out there this morning, starting off on 40 eastbound, heading away from the Hillsborough area back toward Chapel Hill. There is a crash out there right around the New Hope Church Road interchange. It is getting cleared, but we are still seeing some lingering delays right now. Sensors indicating an 11-minute backup on 40 eastbound between 85 and 15501. If you're trying to get from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill this morning, consider using Highway 86 as a better alternate route. Taking a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, we're still tracking delays on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale, about a 10-minute backup there. Also some congestion leaving Wake Forest heading toward 540 on US 1 or Capitol Boulevard southbound, about an 8-minute backup through that area. Out of Apex and into Cary on US 1 northbound, about a 4-minute slowdown overall. It's slow right around the 1010 Road interchange out toward Tryon Road, and then it's also pretty sluggish toward Cary Parkway and Walnut Street. And about a 5-minute delay coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Look out for some backups on 40 westbound between South Saunders Street out toward Gorman Street, also on 401 northbound, leaving 1010 Road, heading up toward Old Stage Road out of Fuquay Marina and into Garner. We're watching some delays. Look out for a crash on 95 northbound in the Dunn area right around Highway 421. As we take a look at the sensors and the camera back at I-95 at Long Branch Road, those northbound delays on 95 begin right around Long Branch and extend all the way up toward 421. Consider using 301 as a good alternate route from northern Cumberland County.
Thank you, Brian. Breaking news this morning, we've learned new information about an arrest and a deadly stabbing at a downtown Raleigh convenience store. Michael Grace brings us up to speed in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Well, 60-year-old Tyzeer Zarka is in custody and he's been charged with the murder of 27-year-old Mark Garrity. Now, we're also learning this morning that Zarka is due in court tomorrow at 2 p.m. He has no bond. If you remember, this all happened 2 weeks ago. Witnesses say a fight broke out after Zarka accused Garrity of stealing, and Garrity was stabbed multiple times. This arrest was made just hours before a rally planned for this morning. A group was planning to push for justice for Gary. Now the store owner is charged with his death, and we're still working to find out if that rally will happen today. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're also following breaking news. At least two people are dead after severe storms brought tornadoes to the Midwest overnight. That same system could reach us this weekend. Officials in Oklahoma confirmed after midnight both of the deaths took place in the town of Cole, that is south of Oklahoma City. Aerial video shows the destruction in that community.
The National Weather Service will also be on the ground today in the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, to look for evidence of tornadoes there. New video overnight shows street lights down and heavy damage to businesses. Officials say an assisted living center needed to be evacuated during that storm.
And Michelle, that same storm system brought possible tornadoes to parts of Kansas. Take a look at all this lightning video we have over Chase County, Kansas, last night. Officials say the hail size of baseballs fell in some areas. The power is out for thousands of people this morning.
And we're tracking several big votes today that could affect our state for years to come. First, a committee in the state Senate will look at a bill that would make it harder for hospitals to go after people who have medical debt. Another bill being considered today would overhaul how the UNC healthcare system is governed. It would also make new hires there no longer eligible for the state pension fund. Also, hundreds of childhood advocates are gathering at the General Assembly to push for more investment in the early education system. WREL's Nye Hardin will share how that would work. That's ahead in our next half hour.
A bill that would ban students who identify as transgender from playing sports, girls' sports, is expected to come to vote in the state Senate today. Lawmakers in the House voted largely along party lines yesterday to pass their own version of the bill. The vote came after they heard from Riley Gaines, a former NCAA swimmer who's become an activist on this issue. She urged lawmakers to ban transgender women from women's sports as a matter of fairness to women.
The Carolina Hurricanes have a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, but they will be moving forward without star forward Teuvo Teravainen. He suffered a broken hand in the third period of last night's game at PNC Arena. You can see the moment it happened here as an Islanders player stick hit his hand during a shot attempt. He is expected to undergo surgery on his hand today.
That's the tough side of it. Here's the good side. The Canes will head to New York. Game three after a dramatic overtime win in game two. That was Jesper Fast. Pretty fast into overtime right there. The game-winning goal just over 5 minutes in the extra frame. PNC Arena crowd gets to go home happy. Hurricanes coach Rod Brind'Amour says fans can expect to see these close, hard-fought games the entire series.
This is the playoffs. People keep thinking we're supposed to dominate the game. I don't understand this. Like, they're a good team. And, you know, they had us on the ropes. And my guys came back and said, you know, enough. And they gave it back. So that's how it's going to go.
Yeah, they did. They were trailing in the third. And the Canes pull it out. Game three of the series tomorrow night out on the island in New York, 7 o'clock.
The Supreme Court now has until tomorrow night to decide whether to allow restrictions on access to a drug used for medication abortions. Justice Samuel Alito temporarily extended the hold on the lower court's ruling on mifepristone yesterday. The court was previously expected to make a decision by 11:59 last night. Both the Justice Department and the company that makes the drug is asking the court to step in after a Texas judge issued a block that the FDA's previous approval of the pill. For now, women can still get mifepristone by mail.
More arrests could be coming in the investigation into a deadly mass shooting at an Alabama birthday party. Authorities arrested three people in connection with that shooting, and 20-year-old man, two teenage brothers are now facing charges of reckless murder. Police say they are still in the early stages of the investigation into that shooting that happened Saturday night.
Now, I'll be honest with you, the magnitude and the chaos of what went on for us, even in this amount of time, to have executed three custodial arrests is huge. And we very much anticipate that we will make more arrests.
Four people died. More than 30 others were hurt in the shooting, which happened at a girls' Sweet 16 party. Four other people remain in critical condition.
Alec Baldwin will be back on the set of Rust today as filming resumes this week, 18 months after a deadly shooting on set. A spokesperson for the film's production company says filming will happen in Montana. The movie has been on pause since October 2021 when a prop gun Baldwin was holding shot and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin and the film's armorer were charged earlier this year with involuntary manslaughter. Both have pleaded not guilty. Time now, 8:09 on your Thursday. A lot of people in Durham are calling for better ways to tackle crime in the city. Coming up, why some experts believe more federal prosecutions could be the answer.
And Twilight fans are rejoicing. We'll tell you about the latest project in the works that'll bring Bella and Edward back, this time on the small screen.
Today and tomorrow look hot and sunny, but Saturday is a WREL weather alert day. New this morning, we are under a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms on Saturday. Coming up, I'm going to walk you through the timeline.
How about this for a nice view on your Thursday morning? You are looking live at Lake Gaston. How beautiful. You're watching WREL News, available on Hulu and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Today might be a good day to get out on the water, but Saturday definitely not. It's a WREL weather alert day, level 1 and 2 risk for us, Elizabeth.
And this is brand new this morning. The National Weather Service, the Storm Prediction Center, issued this at about 4 o'clock this morning. So level 1 and 2 risk for storms. Damaging winds will be the biggest threat. Some small hail is a possibility as well. This is the same system that we've been tracking all week long. The timing of it, though, it has moved up a little bit, even from yesterday. But the models are in good agreement that we should start to see some thunderstorms developing around the Triangle area around lunchtime. And then that line will continue to slide eastward through the afternoon and evening. So I'll show you the timeline for that. Right now, we're looking at the potential for some isolated showers even early in the morning. That could help to stabilize the atmosphere and help to keep the storms from being as strong as they might have been if we'd been sunny for the entire morning. Damaging winds, some heavy rain possible as soon as while the line is coming through, and some small hail. With a level 2 risk, we're always looking out for the potential for a tornado, but it doesn't look like that chance is very good, which is definitely a good thing. Take a look at where the storm is right now. Overnight last night, you can see those yellow boxes. That was where we had a severe thunderstorm watch. We've also had a number of severe thunderstorm warnings and even a few tornado warnings just south of that low for the last several hours. So this is what's headed our way for Saturday. This high pressure system on Friday slides out. This is what's brought us all the pretty weather for the last several days. And we'll stay dry again for today and Friday. You might notice right now we're starting to see a little bit more cloud cover. We'll see that again on Friday too, but it stays nice and warm and dry. All right, here comes the front. Friday stays dry. 6 a.m. Saturday we're dry. This is the brand new run of models that's coming in. At 9 a.m., you can see some showers that start to push into our area. Again, that should help to stabilize the atmosphere just a little bit. And then by the time we get to lunchtime, a few isolated storms begin to pop up. And then by 3 o'clock, we almost start to see this line developing, especially from the Triangle area eastward. That continues at 6 p.m. This is maybe an hour earlier than it was with the last run of the computer models that came through, but it's still really out of here between, say, 7 and 8 o'clock. Cooler air comes filtering in behind it. How much rain are we likely to see is probably going to be around 1/2 inch as an average, but there'll probably be some pockets where that rainfall is a little heavier, potentially up to 1 inch. Earth Day Festival still looks great. Temperatures will be on the mild side, looking at 65 at 11 o'clock. This is Earth Day Festival in Durham. At 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, temperatures should be in the low 70s with sunshine. So definitely feeling cooler, but pretty. Again, Saturday is our WREL weather alert day. After that, we have some quiet conditions. Another push of cool air comes in late on Sunday, dropping our highs to 60s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Brian?
New information here at 8:16. That earlier crash on 40 eastbound as you head out of Hillsborough back toward Chapel Hill just cleared in the past few minutes, and the delays have cleared as well. So that's some good news. Do want to update you about the backups we're tracking on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. There's a minor crash reported there on that westbound side, although in the past couple of minutes, it looks like our delays have started to ease up quite a bit, looking at a 4-minute backup overall. That crash likely has been moved over to the shoulder at this point. Once you get through the Clayton Bypass, you're looking fine heading through the rest of Garner on up into South Raleigh, and then on 40 westbound through South Raleigh, a little bit of a delay there between the Gorman Street interchange out toward US 1. In northern Chatham County, watch for a crash that is new information also here this morning. This is at Jones Ferry Road near Eagle Point Drive. Might see some delays out there as they work to get that crash cleared. As you head out of Fayetteville and into Dunn on 95 northbound, watch for some backups because of a crash. That crash is reported right around the 421 interchange in the Dunn area. The delays begin around the Long Branch Road interchange. Consider using 301 as a good alternate route.
Thanks, Brian. This morning, we are taking a closer look at what or whether more federal prosecutions can help cut down crime in Durham. A federal judge sentenced Romeo Cavante Pride to 9 years in prison. That happened this week. He's a convicted felon who brought a loaded gun to South Point Mall and shot another man 2 years ago on Black Friday. If the state prosecuted him, he would have only faced 2 years. Defense attorney Daniel Meyer says federal investigations can help deter crime.
My clients and stuff, too, one of the first things they're asked, especially when it's a firearm by a felon charge, because the feds love that, is, are the feds looking at the case?
A spokesperson for Emancipate NC says longer sentences are not the answer. Instead, the group says it would like to see a focus on the root cause of crime, like addressing poverty.
A substitute teacher and a high school student are both facing charges after a classroom fight this week. Rocky Mount police say the teacher, Xavier Steele, and the student are both charged with simple assault. The student is not being identified because of her age. Steele received a promise to appear in court. She has since been released. We have the full video from the classroom and the school district's response on WREL.com.
The 84-year-old white man accused of shooting a black teen who rang his doorbell says he is not guilty. Andrew Lester entered that plea Wednesday. He's facing felony assault and armed criminal action charges in Missouri for shooting 16-year-old Ralph Jarl. Investigators say the boy was trying to pick up his siblings but mistakenly showed up to the wrong address. Lester's defense team says he shot Jarl through the glass door without saying anything because he thought Jarl was breaking in.
Making schools safer is top of mind today for the Cumberland County School District. School officials, teachers, and community leaders will come together for an important roundtable discussion. It's happening from 6 until 7:30 this evening at the Kiwanis Recreation Center. Dinner and door prizes will be available.
Tyre Nichols' family files a multi-million dollar civil lawsuit in the wake of his deadly beating. And the suit alleges wrongful death against the city of Memphis, the police department, and all the officers involved in that January incident. Nichols' family and their attorney, Ben Crump, announced the move on Wednesday. They are seeking $550 million.
Those five police officers murdered my son. They beat him to death. And they need to be held accountable along with everyone else that has something to do with my son's murder.
Video from the incident shows five police officers kicking and punching Nichols repeatedly on January 7th. Nichols died in the hospital 3 days later. The officers involved now face criminal charges, and the Justice Department is investigating the Memphis Police Department.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, Bed Bath & Beyond preparing to file for bankruptcy. This story published just this morning in the Wall Street Journal reporting. That report stating the retailer may file for bankruptcy or Chapter 11 within days. The company recently said it needed to raise $300 million from stock sales by April 26th in order to stay out of Chapter 11. Bed Bath & Beyond has warned if it couldn't do that, it would have to file for bankruptcy and likely liquidate its stores. And we have several locations of Bed Bath & Beyond here in the Triangle area, including one in Cary.
All right. Thank you, Ken. A 4.5 magnitude earthquake rocked parts of the Atlantic Ocean just outside of North Carolina. The U.S. Geological Service says it happened off the coast of the Outer Banks on Wednesday. The map shows exactly where it hit. You can see the gold star there halfway between North Carolina and Bermuda. It's right there in the middle of your screen. The USGS reports the earthquake hit just after noon.
A Raleigh designer got the opportunity of a lifetime when family members of the Carolina Hurricanes players chose her to design custom jackets. You can see some of the wives of Canes players sporting that playoff jacket outside PNC Arena. Jen Stone says it took her 30 days to hand paint 30 jackets by herself. She considers herself lucky to show the world who she is through fashion.
Yeah, they happened to find me. They reached out and we just really connected and were able to come up with a design together quickly to get them done. I feel like I put a little love into it and it was just so much fun.
And they look fantastic. I hope they get to wear them for like two more months until the cup arrives. Stone hopes that the opportunity allows her to work full time as a fashion designer.
Those are really cool.
Yeah, they are.
She could make a lot of money off those jackets for sure.
No doubt.
Well, a Twilight television series is in the works. The TV series based on the novels is reportedly in early development at Lionsgate TV. Author Stephenie Meyer, who is expected to be involved in the series, published the first Twilight novel back in 2005, followed by three more through 2008. It was super popular. More than 100 million copies of the books have been sold worldwide. Have you seen this, Jeff? Have you seen any of the Twilight movies?
I've not. You know, I've been under a rock for a long time.
I live under a rock too sometimes. I saw one of them, one of the movies. So it's good. It's interesting.
And it's coming to the small screen now.
So it's popular enough, clearly.
So. To have it back, Well, we now know the big names that'll be at Merlefest in just 7 days. We've known this for a bit, but Maren Morris, as a reminder, Avett Brothers, they'll be performing on stage at the festival in Wilkes County. It's only about an hour west of Greensboro. The event attracts around 80,000 people each year. Merlefest is family friendly. It starts next Thursday. Can't wait. Breaking news in the Midwest. Deadly tornadoes ripped through three states overnight, and we have a look at the damage as the search and rescue continues.
And an update nearly 2 weeks after a deadly stabbing at a convenience store in downtown Raleigh. Who's facing murder charges in that case?
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Time now is 8:26 on your Thursday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. Beautiful weather for today, but a different story on Saturday under a level 1 and 2 risk for some severe weather on Saturday afternoon. Elizabeth Gardner has the latest.
Brand new this morning, we're under a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms for Saturday. Damaging winds and small hail will be the biggest threat. We'll likely start to see a few light showers first thing in the morning and then some thunderstorms beginning around lunchtime and ending around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening as they shift eastward. Sanford's looking beautiful. This morning, it's a little bit of high thin cloud cover that we'll see today and tomorrow. 60 in Tarboro, 63 Fayetteville and Goldsboro. So it's starting to warm up and feeling nice. We do have a code orange ozone alert for today. That means you don't want to overdo it if you're in one of the sensitive groups. For most of us, it should be okay out there. It is going to be hot with temperatures near 90 degrees, but the humidity will stay low. Brian.
New at 8:27, we have a crash on the east side of Raleigh reported at Old Pool Road around Bethel Road. This reportedly is a crash with injuries. We are seeing some delays there on Old Pool Road. You might use Pool Road as an alternate route. Also on the north side of Chatham County, watch for a crash in the clearing stages now on Jones Ferry Road near Eagle Point Drive. As we take a look at your major approaches into Raleigh right now, live sensors showing a 4-minute delay on 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass and about a 7-minute backup on the southbound side of Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest.
All right. Thank you, Brian. An arrest has been made nearly 2 weeks after a deadly stabbing at a Raleigh convenience store in downtown. Taz's supermarket owner, Tazir Zarqa, has been charged with murder in the stabbing death of Mark Garrity. And lawmakers and early childhood advocates will rally at the North Carolina legislature later this morning. It's for the United Change event. It shines a light on the need for increased and sustained investments in our early education system. We'll have more news, weather and traffic over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A downtown Raleigh store owner is charged overnight with murder. The arrest coming nearly 2 weeks after a deadly stabbing at his store.
And new this morning, we have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms on Saturday. I'll show you the updated timeline for the storms. It looked like they could arrive a little earlier. I'll show you that.
And in less than 2 hours, we're going to see hundreds of parents, educators, and child care providers that are going to be in downtown Raleigh coming up, what they want from state legislators.
And we have a busy morning as we welcome you inside our WRAL studio right here. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Busy weather morning for us, not particularly for today. It's going to be beautiful today, but Saturday is what we have our eyes on. It's a WRAL weather alert day. A lot of us could be under a level 1 or 2 severe risk for the afternoon.
We've been tracking this front for several days and expecting that we might have that level 1 or 2 posted for us. And that happened early this morning. Another thing that happened today with this is we're looking at the timeline of this beginning a little bit earlier. So we're going to walk through the timeline of these storms. Looks like we can begin to see some storms closer to lunchtime instead of mid-afternoon and continuing into the evening. Damaging winds would be our biggest threat. We could see some small hail as well and certainly some heavy rain. It definitely looks like it's going to be a daytime event on Saturday, and then around sunset most of this moves out. Sunday still looks nice and dry. It's going to be a hot day today. Temperatures climb into the upper 80s. We do have a code orange ozone alert in place for today. If you're in one of those sensitive groups, the children, the elderly, or if you have respiratory issues, you don't want to overdo it mid-afternoon outside. A pretty view of Rocky Mount Mills. We're seeing sunshine, a little bit of high thin cloud cover this morning. 62 degrees around the triangle. It is 60 degrees in Rocky Mount and Wilson, 65 in Southern Pines, 55 in Roxboro. It'll be a fast warm up today. We climb into the 80s by lunchtime. We'll see 89 degrees. Our warmest day so far this year has been 87 degrees on April 6th, so we will pass that. But it does look like our humidity stays low, so it won't be as uncomfortable as it might be in July.
Brand new information we have learned from overnight about an arrest made in a deadly stabbing at a downtown Raleigh convenience store. Michael Grace brings us up to speed in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Well, 60-year-old Tyzeer Zarka is in custody, and he's been charged with the murder of 27-year-old Mark Garrity. Now, we're also learning this morning that Zarka is due in court tomorrow at 2 p.m. He has no bond. If you remember, this all happened 2 weeks ago. Witnesses say a fight broke out after Zarka accused Garrity of stealing, and Garrity was stabbed multiple times. This arrest was made just hours before a rally planned for this morning. A group was planning to push for justice for Gary. Now the store owner is charged with his death, and we're still working to find out if that rally will happen today. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the red this morning. Let's take a look at stock futures just after mixed day on Wednesday. And you can see from the big board right now, all the major indices in red this morning. The Dow off more than 190 points. That was over 200 points a little bit ago. Now, these pre-market numbers could also be reacting to a jobless claims report that's about to drop in the next few minutes. Investors are also mulling over members of the Federal Reserve saying another interest rate hike could come next month. The Federal Reserve meets again May 2nd. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
And we're following some breaking news this morning. At least two people are dead after severe storms brought tornadoes through the Midwest overnight. This is a live look in Oklahoma this morning. That same system could reach us this weekend. Officials in Oklahoma confirmed after midnight both of the deaths took place in the town of Cole, that is south of Oklahoma City. I mean, you can see the destruction here from that storm. This is looks to be a small airport from so much destruction from these tornadoes.
Some of those planes piled up there. The National Weather Service will also be on the ground today in the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, to look for evidence of tornadoes there. New video overnight shows the streetlights were knocked down, heavy damage to businesses there. Officials say an assisted living center needed to be evacuated during the storm.
And Jeff, that same storm system also brought possible tornadoes to the parts of Kansas as well. Take a look at this video of lightning over Chase County last night. Officials say hail the size of teacups fell in some areas. Power is out for thousands this morning.
Hundreds of people are expected to gather in downtown Raleigh today. They're calling for support for early child education across the state. WRL's Nia Harden is live in downtown this morning with this story, Nia.
Yeah, in just under 2 hours, we're going to see hundreds of people out here, more than 500 educators, child care workers and providers, as well as parents who are going to be out here for this event starting at 10 o'clock this morning. Now, this is as they talk to state legislators about the needs that they have. They want legislators to double their investment when it comes to pay and benefits for child care teachers. They want affordable and accessible child care for all children and families, and better funding for child care providers. This comes as COVID relief funds are expected to end. The event is going to be here at the Halifax Mall again at 10 o'clock this morning. It will end at 2 o'clock this afternoon. WRAL is going to be there. We're going to have updates for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
The Carolina Hurricanes have a 2-0 lead over the New York Islanders in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. But they will be moving forward without star forward Teuvo Teravainen. He suffered a broken hand in the third period of last night's game at PNC Arena. You can see the moment it happened here as an Islanders player stick hit his hand during a shot attempt. He is expected to undergo surgery on his hand today. And the Canes will head to New York for Game 3 of the series after a dramatic overtime win in Game 2 last night. Jesper Fast scored the game-winning goal just over 5 minutes in the extra period to send the PNC Arena crowd going crazy. They went home happy last night. Game 3 of the series will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on Long Island. We will have more on last night's win and the reaction to Teravainen injury with WREL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz in less than 10 minutes.
The Supreme Court now has a Friday deadline making a ruling on new restrictions on access to a drug used for medical abortions. Justice Samuel Alito temporarily extended the hold on the lower court's ruling on mifepristone. Yesterday he did that, and the court was previously expected to make a decision by 11:59 last night. It's been extended. Both the Justice Department and the company that makes the drug is asking the court to step in after a Texas judge issued a block of the FDA's previous approval of the pill. For now, women can still get mifepristone by mail.
VinFast is working with Central Carolina Community College to open a new training center for its future factory workforce. The Vietnamese electric vehicle company will occupy part of the former Morelli Auto Parts factory that's in Sanford. The community college plans to transform it into a campus for advanced manufacturing and biotech. It's about a 15-minute drive from where VinFast is clearing land for its $4 billion factory in Chatham County. VinFast expects to hire more than 7,000 people. It has pushed back the opening of the factory in Moncur from 2024 to 2025. That's because of delays in construction.
And we are learning more about a deadly home invasion that we first brought to you as breaking news yesterday morning. Investigators say Robert Noel was killed and two others were hurt in Fayetteville. It happened Tuesday night on Alphen Street. Police charged Donald McLucas with first-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder. He remains in jail this very moment without bond.
Tiger Woods undergoes surgery nearly 2 weeks after withdrawing early from the Masters. What he's saying about his return to the green.
Home Depot is offering workshops for kids all throughout the summer. And WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser will tell us all about it in just a few minutes.
And take a look at this pretty shot. This is a live look over Dix Park in Raleigh this morning. This afternoon could be the warmest of the year so far, feeling like summer. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us how hot it's going to get.
We're at 8:42 right now on your Thursday morning. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with what is ahead as far as that WRL weather alert.
And of course, that was issued early this morning at about 4 a.m. The Storm Prediction Center put us under a level one and level two risk for severe storms for Saturday. So we do have a WRL weather alert day for Saturday. This is a storm system that we've been tracking all week long. And of course, the timing of that has shifted a little bit as we've gotten more information in. And what's happened this morning that is new is it looks like it's going to come in a little bit earlier, as early as lunchtime and continuing across the area through the evening. We do have the potential for damaging winds and some small hail with the system. We'll take a look at where it is and where it is headed. At 6 a.m., we're likely to be dry, but by 9 a.m., we are beginning to see some showers pushing across our area. And of course, after that, we begin to see some storms as we get into lunchtime. Here's lunchtime. You can see a couple of yellow spots showing up on the radar. A bit of a line starts to develop closer to 3 o'clock from, say, the Triangle area eastward. And then that line continues to slowly move across the I-95 corridor and out of the viewing area by around 7 or 8 o'clock. It does look like we'll be nice and bright on Sunday for the most part, but it's going to be noticeably cooler. We take a look outside right now, and of course, this is the golf course here in Pinehurst, and you can see the putting green. Lots of folks out ready to enjoy a pretty day. It's 62 degrees right now in the Triangle. We'll jump on up to 80 degrees by 11 o'clock, so we have a big, quick warm-up in our forecast. 89 today and in Raleigh and Durham, 90 in Fayetteville. 87 is the warmest day we've seen so far this year, so that would surpass that by a couple of degrees. degrees, but our humidity stays low, so it won't feel as miserable as it could feel, like, say, in July or August. We have a code orange ozone forecast for this afternoon. You want to limit your exertion outside if you're in one of the sensitive categories, which would be children, elderly, or anyone with respiratory issues. Pollen's still an issue, too. It is high for trees and moderate for grasses. But the good news is our humidity stays low. Our dew points will be in the 40s to low 50s. That's going to keep it very comfortable. It bumps up Saturday, of course, because of the rain. But right after that, we're back down to low humidity again as we get into early next week. Our normal high is 74, so we're certainly well above that for the next couple of days. We'll hit it near normal Saturday, and then we start to drop off again, especially, say, Monday and Tuesday. The Tar Heel 10-miler in Chapel Hill is Saturday morning. We are a proud partner. Jeff Hogan's going to be running in it, and we'll have a bunch of other WRL friends there. Expect by 9 o'clock to see a few light showers. I don't think that we'll see anything terribly heavy, and it's not likely to be until closer to lunchtime that we would start to see some strong storms. Temperatures will be in the 60s, low to mid-60s during the race. Saturday's high 76. Sunday, we're at 71. Sunday should be a really pretty day. We're back to some cooler temperatures Monday and Tuesday, and another chance of showers by Wednesday.
You should join us, Elizabeth. It's going to be great out there.
Sure.
Tiger Woods is going to be off the greens for months. His team announced on Twitter that Woods just underwent surgery on post-traumatic arthritis. That's from a bone fracture that was part of his serious car crash back in 2021. Woods says there's really no timetable for his return. Just last week, Woods had to pull out of the Masters because of injuries.
Today, you can learn more about your rights when it comes to housing in Rocky Mount. The city is hosting a discussion on fair housing and tenants' rights. There are two different discussions. One runs from 10 to noon, the other from 6 to 8 tonight. Both will be held at the Booker T Theater on East Thomas Street. Both tenants and property owners are encouraged to attend. The events are free.
City of Wilson is partnering with Google for small business development. Wilson is one of nine communities nationwide chosen for this grant partnership, which is designed to help small businesses grow through free digital skills coaching and workshops. Google and Main Street America will introduce the Grow with Google training events next Tuesday night at the Gig East Exchange.
The DOT and State Wildlife Commission are working together to help animals get across highways safely. The departments are working to create more safe passage points for wildlife across busy roads. That includes underpasses, overpasses, and fencing along highways. They already have more than two dozen of these passages across the state, including on I-40 and U.S. 64. They are working to design 11 more in an effort to keep animals and drivers safe.
Pictures are proof there. It's working, yeah. Right? Carolina Hurricanes have another win under their belt in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Came with some tough news, though. WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz show us how the team is reacting to the injury of star forward Teuvo Teravainen.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz alongside Pat Welter, where last night the Carolina Hurricanes had a thrilling 4-3 overtime win over the New York Islanders. They now take a 2-0 lead in this series. But, Pat, didn't come without a price.
Teuvo Teravainen, broken hand. He needs surgery. He is out for the series. So the Canes are going to need people to step up. But that's been the story all year. Jesper Foss, the game winner in OT last night.
Puck got stuck a little bit in the neutral zone. And then, I don't know, if Bernsey made a great play to Giordo for a side and just tried to drive back post. And, yeah, great pass by Giordo. And I don't really know where he went in. But, yeah, great feeling.
This is the playoffs. People keep thinking we're supposed to dominate the game. I don't understand this. Like, they're a good team, and, you know, they had us on the ropes, and my guys came back and said, you know, enough, and they gave it back. So, but that's how it's going to go.
You heard it in Rod Brind'Amour's voice right there, visibly upset after the game. Didn't go so far to call the Islanders dirty, but he did say didn't think some of the stuff they were doing should be happening, Casey.
On the other side, Islanders head coach Lane Lambert, he was also not very happy. He said he can't remember a time when one team had six power plays and the other team had none. I think we can expect a very spicy and even more chippy Game 3 Friday night up in Long Island. But for Pat Welter, I'm Casey Hintz, WRL Sports.
If you're a parent or caregiver and you're looking for a fun activity to do with kids, there's a free kids workshop coming up in May. WRL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser is here with details on this. Faye, who's offering this workshop and what will the kids be building?
Yeah, well, Jeff, Home Depot has brought back their kids' workshops. They take place the first Saturday of each month at participating locations, and the next workshop is coming up May the 6th between 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. You need to sign up now to reserve your spot. You and the kids will be building a flower planter in May. Now, kids get to keep the project they make. They get a certificate. They get an apron. They get a commemorative pin. It's really cute. My kids loved these when they were younger. You can see all the details over on the Smart Shopper column.
Yeah, it has that word work in there, but they're more fun than anything else, for sure. As you do every week, Faye, you search the grocery store ads for us, and you have some of the top deals to share with us.
Yeah, I sure do. Get your grocery list out, Jeff. I got you covered. So in the produce aisle, baby Bella mushrooms, 8 ounce, only 99 cents a package at Aldi. Haas avocados, 2 for $1 at Food Lion. Zucchini or yellow squash, 99 cents a pound at Food Lion as well. That's a great price. And corn, 5 for $2 at Publix. In the meat department, you'll find chicken drumsticks, fresh jumbo pack, only 89 cents a pound at Aldi. Food Lion chicken drumsticks or thighs, they're only $1.29 a pound at Food Lion. And Food Lion fresh chicken wings, $1.99 a pound. Plus Harris Teeter bacon, 12 ounce, only $2.99. And in the rest of the store, you'll find Happy Farms mozzarella shredded cheese in a large 16-ounce bag, only $3.29 at Aldi. Harris Teeter flour or corn tortillas, multiple sizes are buy one, get one free, starting as low as 80 cents a package. And Harris Teeter shredded cheese is buy two, get two free, makes them $1.75 each. Plus hummus in the big 20-ounce family size, only 2 for $6 over at Lidl. And as always, I have the great deal list for you over on the Smart Shopper column.
Love hearing it every Thursday. It reminds me that I need everything on that list that you have there. Yeah. So for more smart shopping tips, folks, you can go to Faye and go to WRL.com. Look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Thanks, Faye.
Thanks, Jeff.
Well, Duke Health's visitation policy is now back to pre-pandemic rules. That means you don't need a mask to visit non-COVID-19 patients, and up to 4 visitors are allowed again. Overnight visitors are also allowed. Check visitation rules before you visit on Duke's website.
North Carolina Health Department says free COVID-19 tests will remain available through June. This program was once limited to specific areas. It's now open to the entire state of North Carolina. Each home will receive 10 tests. The state says the tests typically take about a week to be delivered. You can request tests through accesscovidtests.org.
Instacart says there's one top-selling item that shows up in orders every week. The company's data shows bananas are the top-selling grocery item here in the U.S. Some states prefer them more than others, especially those in the Midwest. Southern states actually have the lowest share of banana purchases.
One a day, right?
Yeah.
Google has launched its AI chatbot despite reports of it being a pathological liar. Current and former employees say the company ignored its AI ethics in order to compete with its rivals. Bard testers say the technology was producing inaccurate and potentially dangerous information before it was rolled out to the public. Employees have also said the company decided to brand the AI as an experiment so the public would overlook any early issues.
Well, check this out. People in remote parts of Australia and Indonesia got a special treat only a few hours ago. A rare total solar eclipse passed over that part of the world around midnight our time. We'll get another chance to see a solar eclipse in the U.S. next April.
Voice actor James Carter Cathcart has retired from his craft, sadly because of throat cancer. If you don't know his name, you might know his voice and the characters he's played. A cast of characters in the popular Pokemon anime series. He's Professor Oak, James from Team Rocket, and the Pokemon Meowth. His wife wrote in a blog post that Cathcart's cancer was not responding to treatments, but his medical team is still trying to help him. Previously, he developed a tumor on his tongue, and it spread to his neck.
The chat portion of the popular app Snapchat is smarter than ever thanks to new AI technology, ChatGPT. The chat expansion is now available to all users of the app. The technology can answer questions, schedule plans, and join conversations between friends by typing @myAI in the chat. The AI tool can also be managed by Snapchat's parental controls as well.
Just hoping that technology is not passing me by
right
at this stage, right? Before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers, and we'll also get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.